You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good Sunday morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. And she waited after the break to talk a little bit more about her new adventure, news venture, Susan Petroni of Source Framingham. Susan, how do people learn more about Source Framingham?
So the website is www.framinghamsource.com, and it is going to be your source for everything Framingham. If you need to find something to do with your family over the weekend, if you're looking for a business, if you're looking for whether or not you're going to get stuck on traffic on Route 9, it will be your place to go. And the focus is specifically on Framingham, but we know that residents, you know, travel to Ashland. In fact, my daughter takes dance in Ashland. I'm traveling to Ashland 3 times a week. We know that families travel to Sudbury and to Natick, so we'll have a bit of a Metro West flavor as well.
And what about Facebook and Twitter?
We have a Facebook account, Framingham Source, and a Twitter account, which is Fram Source.
And if advertisers are interested in getting a hold of you?
They can email me at editor@framinghamsource.com.
Well, there you go. So an exciting new adventure in the Metro West area, Source Framingham, Susan Petroni. We want to wish you best of luck, and we're going to have you back in the future and talk about everything and how it's going.
Yeah, we might have to talk about how that charter commission is moving along.
Yeah, we will definitely do that. Best of luck to you, Susan. Thanks for joining us here on All Politics is Local, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you, Susan.
You too, John and Terry. Bye.
All right, good luck. Hey, a lot of good things. Susan is one of the good people in the media. She's very fair. She's very balanced. We wish her the best of luck with this new venture.
Yeah, I actually subscribe to her present and former blog and news source. And I wonder some days if she sleeps.
I don't think she does.
Because I'll see, you know, fire in Framingham at, you know, 11:30 at night. Anyway, we need to move on to a little different thing. We've got a big Tuesday in New York coming up for the Republican and Democratic primaries. Big one for Bernie and Hillary. They're both claiming to be New Yorkers.
I think Bernie is.
Bernie originally is a New Yorker. He's lived in Vermont.
Notice what I did there. Bernie is, yeah.
Yeah.
Hillary's not a New Yorker.
No, she is. She's originally from Chicago. Illinois, that's a crazy state. They kill a lot of people. Chicago's police force was just rated very discriminatory. It's absolutely insane there. So if you want to go to a lot safer city, go to Lawrence, you know, rather than Chicago.
No, I think a lot of good things are going on in Lawrence, you know, as we had the mayor on earlier this morning.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I can't believe I'm going to say this. You know, I really hope Bernie Sanders does well on Tuesday in New York.
I hope he just beats the pants off her.
You know, the polls don't look good, but, you know, the polling information's been wrong throughout this whole process. So, you know, I'll be on bended knee tonight saying a prayer for Bernie Sanders, because there'd be nothing better than if he beats her on Tuesday.
But it's really, you're talking about an anti-Hillary vote. That's what you're really thinking, I believe.
Have we met?
Yeah.
Have we met? Yeah. Yes, I am speaking about an anti-Hillary vote. Yes.
Yeah.
And I encourage everybody who can vote for Bernie Sanders on Tuesday to do so. But, you know, the Donald Cruz-Ted Trump thing is getting very, very interesting. You know, we had some breaking news overnight in Wyoming. You know, Ted Cruz got all the delegates. But it looks like Trump is going to do very well on Tuesday in New York. The key for Donald Trump is to get over 50% of the vote in New York.
Makes a big difference.
Makes a huge difference.
And the other part of it, he needs that impetus, that change in direction, in a huge way, because that leads into the following week, Tuesday, April 26. There are 5 states having primaries. There are 462 delegates on the Democratic side and 172 on the Republican side. And a lot of those are winner-take-alls, not all of them, but you know, that can make a big difference if Donald has that impetus going into the following week, which is kind of a mini Super Tuesday. Then that could make a big difference for him. And he still has a challenge. He still has to reach 1,234 delegates.
I don't see how he's going to reach it.
Well, he has a lot better chance than anybody else.
Well, he does, but that still doesn't mean that he's going to reach it. You know, and as you and I were talking earlier this morning, if he misses it by 4 delegates, he misses it.
He does, and, you know, the first ballot is a kind of pro forma exercise to get to the second ballot when the platform changes, if you will. But it'll be interesting if we go to, in the Republican convention, if we go to a second or third or fourth ballot, you know, what candidates are going to pop out of the woodwork?
Well, I think they're out. You know, you have Cruz knows the system inside and out, and Trump is a little annoyed that Cruz knows the system better than Trump knows it. And I think, you know, and we had Andrew Boucher of John Kasich's campaign on the program last week. They're gearing up for it.
Yeah.
And they've hired people to, you know, run the strategy. So I don't think it's going to be the third party, Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, that some people have speculated. I think it's going to be Cruz and Kasich. And you know, like I said, I go back and forth on Cruz a lot, but the one thing Cruz is he's smart and
I would say he's shrewd.
He's very shrewd and he's very smart and he knows the system and his people are praying for a contested convention.
Well, they're counting on it.
Yeah.
They're absolutely counting on it. Kasich is counting on it. Now, Kasich, I think, is looking to team up with somebody.
Marco Rubio.
Well, I don't know about that.
I do.
Marco Rubio and Kasich together, I'm not sure they have enough impetus to get there. But, hey, who knows? Because people are looking for a real alternative to, I think, both Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. Even though, from my point of view, Donald Trump is a guy that's right now he's in the lead. If he doesn't get the 1234 delegates, he's going to get close. And I think that, you know, he deserves some attention to that. I just don't want him to be, you know, thrown aside on a second or third ballot, but that may be what happens.
What's the old saying? Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah. And we're not playing either.
But, you know, and it's important. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. We're not playing here.
No.
This is the future of our country.
Yep.
Well, this is the future of the greatest democracy in the history of the world is at stake. And these are important issues. I mean, granted, they make for, you know, great one-liners and sound bites, but this is important. But you also know what's important? Now we have reached my favorite part of the program.
Now here's Terry with this date in history.
All right. Well, today's birthdays, there are a bunch of them, but probably one we all like, you know, John's twin brother, Boomer Esiason, is 55. actress Jennifer Garner, also known as the former Mrs. Affleck, is 44. Singer Victoria Beckham is 42. And in 1492, a contract was signed by Christopher Columbus and a representative of Spain's King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, giving Columbus a commission to seek a western ocean passage to Asia. Well, thank God he got here. Who knows what we'd have here today. And in 1861, the Virginia State Convention voted to secede from the Union. And thank God we got him back.
There you go.
In 1924, the motion picture studio Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer was founded the result of a merger of Metro Pictures, Golden Pictures, and the Louis B. Mayer Company. Daffy Duck in 1937 made his debut in the Warner Brothers animated cartoon Porky's Duck Hunt. Gun violence on your cartoons, folks. In 1941, Yugoslavia surrendered to Germany during World War II. And in 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba was attempted, and after 3 days, they were crushed by Fidel Castro. Excuse me. And in 1970, Apollo 13 astronauts James A. Lovell, Fred W. Hayes, and Jack Swigert splashed down safely in the Pacific 4 days after a ruptured oxygen tank crippled their spacecraft while en route to the moon. And in 1975, Cambodia's five-year war ended as the capital, Phnom Penh, fell to the Khmer Rouge, which instituted brutal, radical policies that claimed an estimated 1.7 million lives, and the regime was overthrown in 1979. 1984, 11-day police siege began at Libya's embassy in London when an unidentified shooter inside the building fired a crowd of protesters, killing police officer Yvonne Fletcher. Haven't we had a little violence in Libya a little closer than that?
Just recently.
Yeah. And for you folks who own stocks, in 1991, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed over 3,000 for the first time, ending of the day at 3,004.46, up 17.5%. And today we're about to hit 18,000.
Yeah.
So, wow, inflation. And just to keep things normal in Illinois, in 2006, former Illinois Governor George Ryan was convicted of corruption. He later served more than 5.5 years in federal custody. I wonder if he has the same room as their last governor there, Blagojevich or whatever. And in 2011, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visited Japan, where she expressed confidence the country would fully recover from its tsunami and nuclear disasters. And that is today in history.
Well, there you go. We want to thank Brian Wynn, Executive Director of MassGOP, Mayor Dan Rivera of the City of Lawrence, Michael Freeberg of Here and Spear, Susan Petroni of Source Framingham, and Don and Stoughton added in some value to the program as well, too. Hey, remember, death and taxes are inevitable in Massachusetts, but being taxed to death is not. We'll talk again next Sunday here on All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. Enjoy a beautiful Sunday, New England.